Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is April 3rd, 2016, so let's take a look at the week that was and how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Last week, Mercury was conjunct Uranus, putting together the planet of communications and news reports with the planet of unexpected events, indicating a high potential for some surprising announcement. And once again, Donald Trump did not disappoint. He grabbed the headlines, at least in the U.S., with the announcement of various statements on topics ranging from his campaign manager being charged with assault, the Geneva Conventions, nuclear proliferation, violence against women, and rescinding his own commitment to support the Republican presidential nominee, should it not be himself. All of which seemed to obliterate the notion that the party will unite behind him anytime soon. And then he followed up with the shocking statement that women who have illegal abortions should be punished. Although he later tried to walk back that statement, his words had already taken over the news cycle and unleashed a firestorm on social media. Trump's opponents, both Republican and Democrat, quickly pounced on the remark, slamming the Donald for his gaffe. Here's what was happening astrologically in Mr. Trump's chart, and it provides a great example of how the planets can influence us. The Uranus-Mercury conjunction was exactly opposite to his natal Jupiter, which, as the planet of beliefs in his second house of speech, is what leads Mr. Trump to loudly proclaim his beliefs. Note, too, that Uranus and Mercury are transiting in his eighth house, which is the house of humiliation. The question is, was last week just a bump in the road for the Donald, or was it a turning point? Let's see what's coming up for him in his chart. This past week, Mercury moved to Aries, Mr. Trump's ninth house, which is the house of beliefs and philosophies. Venus, meanwhile, has moved to Pisces, Mr. Trump's eighth house, the house of humiliation. Since Mercury in the ninth house will further impel him to speak on behalf of what he believes, and since Venus, in his eighth, is the planet of young females in the house of humiliation, looks like Mr. Trump can expect yet more problems coming from the fairer sex in the coming weeks. Is there any hope for the Donald? The 10th house is the house of success and public actions. A benefic transit in this part of the chart would do much to help him out. But for that, he needs to wait until Venus gets to Taurus, where it will be from May 19th until June 12th. Venus in its own sign and lining up with his natal sun and opposite his natal moon will give him a big boost. That'll also be when the last of the primaries take place on June 7th, including the California primary with its enormous jackpot of delegates. Mercury is the planet of communication and equipment, and therefore communication devices. Uranus is the planet of freedom and unexpected events. The two planets have been together for the past couple of weeks and, through a news event, put the focus on the topic of an individual's right to privacy versus the government's right to hack into someone's smartphone. Last Monday, the FBI announced it had indeed, without the help of Apple, hacked the iPhone belonging to the San Bernardino shooter. The feds won't reveal who helped them, but in any case, for now, There is no federal legal action to force Apple to comply with a court order to unlock an iPhone and thereby compromise all of our wonderful privacies. All right. And yet another Uranus conjunct Mercury manifestation in the sudden announcement emergency category. As if we don't have enough climate change bad news already, two prominent glacier researchers announced last week that the rise of the oceans will be much faster than anyone previously thought due to the collapse of the West Antarctic ice sheet, which will cause sea levels to rise 5 feet by the end of this century, making coastal cities like New York and Miami uninhabitable. Uh-oh. Okay, so that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.